break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
I'm going to read some vague pop culture headlines. Brian and Parker today are going to have to decide whether to stay and hear more about the story or swipe on to the next one. In the event of a tie, I get to be the tiebreaker, and you'll most likely just hear the story anyway.
There you go.
So here we go. Story number one, Ticketmaster busts large-scale ticket scalpers.
Ooh, I want to hear this. Stay.
Yeah, I like a story about bringing justice. We're staying.
Yeah.
Hey, how about Ticketmaster? Finally did something good.
Wow.
Impressive.
Allegedly. Okay. I don't know. Look, they put out this statement. I'm going to say allegedly.
Okay.
It is confirmed by them. I just haven't done I want to do my own research.
Believe us, Frank. We're telling the truth.
So they announced that they investigated and busted ticket scalpers with multiple fake identities, accounts, and bots with tickets to see Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden for his residency, which, as everybody knows, is a very hot ticket. These tickets were then released back to the general public with the most expensive ticket at face value at $130. Now,
wow. Now that's the most expensive. That's good.
Of the tickets that were busted.
Oh, the ticket that were busted.
The president of Ticketmaster did go on to say that most ticket scalpers buy up all the seats that are affordable to the average fan because they can mark it up easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an easy profit margin. As somebody
that's great,
who,
though, if they've been released.
Right. As somebody who had to join in on this chaos and is going to see Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
Oh, baby.
Flex. Wow. I know.
Yeah, you're third, man.
Third time seeing him. Who'd have thought?
Not you.
You didn't understand him the first two times?
Not me. I can tell you that.
Wow.
Very hard ticket to get. I'm really happy to see that this is true. And maybe some real fans will actually be at the show because nobody wants to battle ticket scalpers every time they want to go see anything.
Yeah, that's good
news.
So
if you're out there listening and you're a ticket scalper, I hate you.
Yeah.
Moving on.
You're a garbage human.
Yeah.
You are. We have a Joe Exotic update.
Oh baby.
Oh, my God. Stay.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know how you guys would feel about Joe Exotic. Oh, my God.
It's dumb, but it's interesting.
It is dumb, but it's interesting. But Joe Exotic captured our hearts during the height of COVID. He did. During the height of COVID, Brian,
Joe Exotic
was the man.
Dude, I watched that first season of Tiger King. I didn't watch the second, but the first one we were glued to like everybody else.
The Tiger King, Joe Exotic, has been thrown into solitary confinement in prison.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Allegedly for social media posts.
Really?
The Tiger King's... Yeah, oh yeah. Hold on. I'm going to get to it. The Tiger Kings. Joe Exotic's attorney, Peter Ticton, tells TMZ that Joe has been placed in the special housing unit at his federal prison in Texas since last week. He goes on to say Joe was disciplined after social media posts were shared online on his behalf because he can't post them himself.
Wow.
Though it's right now, we're not sure if there was a specific message that pissed off the warden. I think of like Shawshank Redemption. Like what made them mad, but it's actually hilarious that Joe Exotic is getting somebody to post for him on the down low.
It's probably him still begging Trump for a pardon.
Which I can't believe, you know what? You pardon everybody else. You couldn't pardon Joe Exotic.
You
gotta
throw one to Joe Exotic.
Come on.
That is the craziest story. All right.
Moving on, Hollywood director admits that he's wrong for trying to change this popular movie's ending.
Oh, yeah, it's interesting. I want to stay on this.
I'm going to swipe.
I like movies. All right, Frank,
I'm
going to
stay.
Anyway.
I'm going to stay because I think Brian's going to like this one. Jon Favreau has admitted that he was wrong for trying to convince the Russo brothers to change the ending of Avengers Endgame.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Now, spoiler alert, and if you haven't seen Endgame by now, it's your own fault. But Tony Stark, a.k.a. Iron Man, dies at the end, and Jon Favreau, who started the Iron Man franchise and basically the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe, felt like that was his baby, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you have another director going in and killing him at the end of the movie. So he was really heartbroken about it. So he was on Jimmy Kimmel and said, I talked to the Russos. I said, I don't know if people are going to like, I don't know. It's really going to impact people because they were kids that grew up with the Iron Man character. He said, but I have to tell you, it was handled so well by them. And Gwyneth Paltrow and Robert Downey Jr. did such a wonderful job acting. And I think it added poignancy to it. They did a wonderful job. I was wrong. Brian, looking back on it, do you think it was the right decision to kill off Iron Man?
Yes, because if you look, Iron Man dies, Captain America goes on and ages and has his ending. It was the end of that chapter of the Marvel Universe. So, yes, I think it was the exact right decision. I thought the movie ended great. I am in agreement with Jon Favreau that he was wrong. I grew up reading Iron Man comics and Avengers comics, and the whole thing was very close to my heart. And that movie killed me at the end with Captain America sitting on the bench, and I was devastated. I walked out of the theater numb.
You're a big Captain America guy.
Yeah, and Iron Man, when Iron Man died, I couldn't believe it.